Homeowners near the Espada Mission said they had never seen 9 feet of water before, but the floods rose within an hour and 27 families lost everything.
Back in the day when my grandpa lived out there, he worked in the fields. That was his way of life. And so did my uncle.
Sandra Martinez says the sad part for her family was losing things that had sentimental value and splitting up the extended family that had grown up together.
That's my home where my parents lived. And in that same area, it's all family. My mom's dad bought over 88 acres and he gave it to his children. So my mom had 8 kids. She gave each of us an acre. So 5 of us lived out there. And all of my cousins on the side.
Laura Jesse, spokesman for Bexar County Commissioner's Court, says the engineers determined the area must be declared a flood zone. Commissioners and the San Antonio River Authority came up with 3 options for the residents.
They could keep the title to their land and take a buyout. We called it, selling a flood easement. And then we would relocate them. The other option was that they could just outright sell the property to the county. And then the third was that they could stay on their land, but they would have to rebuild to floodplain standards.
So far, the county says all but 5 families have taken one of the offers and moved away. The families were able to retain the legal ownership of their land, which allows them to use it for agriculture. The Martinez family has moved to Floresville along with her parents and a sister. A brother moved to Canyon Lake, and some others are still getting resettled.
But we really do miss our home, in our area because of our roots.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.